Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward. Now, I'm joined for this month's book club by writer-journalist Sylvia Kent, who has over 75 titles to her name and over 13 books. Sylvia also has time to be the patron of Essex Books Festival, the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. She's their archivist, and she's got a hugely successful blog at allthews.sylviakent.blogspot.com. And she's here today for the book club along with our guest writer today, Liz Wallace. So hopefully I should be talking to both of you, but I'm going to talk to Sylvia first. Are you there, Sylvia?
We're here.
Yes.
Can
yes.
you hear us?
Yes, I can. So it's lovely to see you both looking very, very well.
Oh, good. Yeah, very happy. Happy to get through at last.
Sylvia, let's have a little chat.
I'll bring you up to date. It's ages since we met. Can you see me, by the way?
Yes, I can. You both look amazing.
Good. Flatterer. Hello, everyone. Yes, it's ages since we had our last book club. That was 17th of May.
Wow.
And I was able to comment on the Brentwood Writers Circle's 80th anniversary. It went beautifully. I think we got front page of the Gazette, and we had special guests. As you know, we had the mayor, Brentwood Mayor Olivia Sanders, and former mayor, all good friends, Sheila Murphy. And we had the publisher and author Paul Burridge from Publishing Buddy, who's going to help us again on Saturday. Now, he's brilliant. He's good at helping writers see their work in print, and we had a great time. Had a super lunch. So many current and past members all came to celebrate. Readers group continues in Billericay, the Billericay Library, every month, second Tuesday at 2. And we're grateful to the old Billericay Library because they get the books for us. And it's continued through the pandemic, 2 or 3 years, but in all, 22 years. We started it. So we've met by Zoom, Lake Meadows. We still carried on, and we appreciated again all the people that help us do this, get the books. And we're currently reading When We Were Orphans by Kazuo Ishiguro, a super writer. Society of Women Writers, Journalists continue in London, but by Zoom. And we've got lots of changes coming up, which I'll tell you next month. What else? The Billericay Heritage Group held a gathering in Billericay Library on May the 28th. It was interesting to talk to many older people who had memories of the town going back to 1953 and Queen Elizabeth's coronation. Now, my lovely, lovely sister Liz has come over from Denver. I always mention her, don't I? Because she can read about about our guests on the program.
Yeah.
And she's visiting all her sisters, five of us, in Essex. And tonight we're going to meet and talk to Mark Billingham as part of the Essex Book Festival, which has been taking place all over Essex during the month of June. So, festival director Ros Green, Sinead Ford, you've met them all.
Yes.
And the festival people will be there at Billericay Library this evening.
And it's normally
over
in March.
To you.
It is normally in March, isn't it, the book club as well? It's moved.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. For 20 years, we've had the month of March and usually brought Ros Green in and Shona and some of the people I think you've interviewed over the last 20 years.
So, and what very famous
my special guest is?
I was going to say, sorry. What are the top writers that are going to be there? Because there's always like a few top writers at the Essex Book Festival.
Yeah, we had 100 events.
Yep.
At 40 venues, and all in all, 20 writers and artists. And we cover artwork and music and everything, really, in Essex.
Yeah.
But our little bit in Brentwood and Billericay, we try to go along and meet these people. And then I usually write about them because that's food for my type of thing, I do.
Now, did we have we got the 60 seconds of history, or did we not get one for this month?
Well, I did. I'm going to save it to next time.
Because okay.
It's about the Brentwood dessert. Yeah.
Okay.
And it will mess up your time schedule. So.
Now, it's lovely to talk to writer Liz Wallace, who is living over in Colorado. She travels over to the UK to see family and friends. And she was last on the show with me and Sylvia back in 2018. And your very talented son, Stuart Wallace, was actually doing an showing some of his artwork, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Funny. It's wonderful that you can remember that, actually, with everything else that's going on with you.
Now, you are Sylvia's sister, and I know there's five of you, and you are also a writer.
I am. I would say courtesy of Sister Sylvia.
Yeah.
I wrote my first book that was sort of put on the back shelf because of 9/11 that we had in America, as you well know.
Yeah.
And that book was called Extraordinary Places Close to London. And it did sell very well eventually, but had to be put on the back burner because, as you probably remember, planes, hotels, taxis, nothing was working. We were all sort of put on holds, as was the book. So Sylvia said, how about something local? Because obviously Extraordinary Places was for international.
Yeah.
And so she said, how about trying my publisher and do something local? So that's what I did. And that started Colorado Springs, Colorado, that I'm glad to say has sold many, many thousands of copies. So it's one of those books that just keeps coming back, you know. So I'm very pleased and thankful.
And with your writing, when did you discover you had a passion for writing?
Oh, gosh, a passion. Really, that was my husband, who has since passed. But what I noticed that happening with my American friends was they would come back from England on a tour and say, I've really done the changing of the guards and Stonehenge and this, that and the other. What else is, I want to get out into the countryside. So I started collecting their ideas, what they really enjoyed. And so I had all these pamphlets, and then I thought, well, hold on a second. I'm really in a position where I can write about both sides of the Atlantic. And so so I came up with the idea, the title myself, Extraordinary Places Close to London. And I got picked up in a couple of weeks, extraordinarily so, one of those flukes. And I was picked up by Hastings House Publishing, who writes travel books. But he said, your unique experience between both sides of the Atlantic, this is a very different book because you see it from the American side and you also see it from the English side, what
yeah.
each country would like to visit.
Mm.
And so, yes, that's the book, and it's been going strong. So over these, and that was 20 years ago. So then I got doing some local history, and that was when I picked up Arcadia, which is the sister company in America, and I've written a few books for them. So, yeah, it's been fun.
I was going to say to you, because you moved to, was it 20 years ago that you moved to Denver? Or was it longer?
Yes.
About 20.
Sorry. 1999 it was, actually, yes.
I was going to say, was there a culture shock when you got there? What did you find that was so different from the UK?
Well, I've actually been in the States since 1978. We came over with my husband's job, and you know, I have the three boys, as we've talked about in previous programs. But we actually ended up in Kansas City, which was a real cultural shock, and that was in 1978.
Yeah.
So we spent 20 years in Kansas City. We moved from Kansas City to Denver, Colorado, also with my husband's job.
Yeah,
and been there ever since. So in 1999, I wanted to I had this feeling I wanted to write. It probably runs in the family with Sylvia.
Yeah.
And so I went to my local library and I said, oh, can I belong to a writer's group, please? I want to write this book. I've got this idea. And the manager said, well, we don't have one, but why don't you start one? So I started the Castle Rock Writers, which is a little town in Colorado. And there's this huge rock, and that's why it's called Castle Rock.
Yep.
And I started the Castle Rock Writers, which is very big now. Mm. Only I was the founding member, but it was it's a lady called Alice Aldridge Dennis, who's taken it to lengths that I would never have thought possible. And yeah. It's very big in Denver now. The Castle Rock Writers are very well known. And if ever I'm going to a meeting, then she has me stand up and says, we have, and she calls me the founding mother.
Yeah.
Oh, we have the founding mother in the audience. Please stand in. So that's rather nice.
What do you think of the UK? You've come back, obviously, you live over in Colorado. So what's different for you when you come back? Because you're obviously away for several years and you pop back to see family. So what do you think of the UK at the moment and how has it changed?
I think IT has changed the most. And just to step back a moment, it has been 3 years since I've been here and been with my sisters. So that is absolutely wonderful. And see the changes within the family, some good, some bad.
Mm-hmm.
We, I would say things such as, when I go by bus somewhere, I'm scared to use the bus because I don't know how much money it costs and you have to have the exact. But my brother-in-law, Peter, said, no, Liz, you don't have to worry about that now. You can just put your credit card down, which is fantastic. I'm using taxis to get around a little bit because my family, as they've aged, have not been able to keep their cars. So I'm using taxis, which is wonderful. And I go from A to B, and as you know, there's five of us. I'm the baby.
Yeah.
Sylvia is number three, and so my next sister will be Shirley tomorrow.
Yes.
She's number four.
Yes. So, you're the same as me, number six.
I think it's IT that has really changed. It's just automation. It's just changed in the last 3 years. So, yeah, mm-hmm. That's one of the big things I see. I've never been... One should never say never. Yeah. I have really been over in the summer and I have really the flowers, the green grass. I know it rains, but that's compliments of the rain, right? A rain and the sun and making these beautiful gardens. I had forgotten how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
There is simply nothing like a beautiful, sunny English day. And I really mean that sincerely. I mean, I live at 6,000 feet. It's a mile higher, that state. Colorado is a mile high, 5,862, almost 6,000 feet. And so, to come down to sea level and see all the beautiful flowers and the friendliness of the people never ceases to amaze me. And, of course, I sound English, never adopted an American accent.
Yeah.
Not that I haven't tried.
Yeah.
It just sounds weird.
Yeah, because some people actually do pick up the accent really, really quickly. And you haven't. You sound exactly like Sylvia. So I can see Sylvia pointing at something in the background. What's she pointing at? She's pointing at notes.
Sorry?
I said I can see Sylvia pointing in the background at notes there. She's
pointing to the book.
Yes.
Good old... Yes, and this, of course, the front cover was by sister number two, who is an artist in her own right, plays the violin and many other instruments, but she also did this for me.
Mm.
So, I love it. I love this book.
So, are you carrying on with what's the next project that's coming up for you, writing wise?
Oh, my next project. I'm thinking about some things. Since my hubby passed away in 2015, it's been harder to get back.
Mm.
I've probably gone full 365. I've come back. I love cooking. I love sewing. I love painting, watercolours. And I'm kind of dabbling in writing again. Sylvia constantly encourages me.
Yeah.
and so it's coming back. And dare I say, after 6 years of being a widow, I am now seeing a gentleman and he's encouraging me too. So isn't that weird that would happen?
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. And you know what? You two, it's really strange because you obviously don't live in the same country, but you've got even the same sayings. And you can't see each other very often, but you've actually got the same everything. You're very, very similar, both of you. It's like I'm talking to Sylvia. Yeah, actually, you really are.
Well, I think all five of us, taking into consideration our age, and our health, which is so important, as we all know. I think I see characteristics, and I sit and watch my sisters and I think, I do that.
Yes.
I do that. But we're all cut from the same cloth.
Yes.
Aren't we?
Yes.
All cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. All creative, all go-getters. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So, Liz, if people want to find out more about your books, do you have a website or can they just have a look on online? Where would they find your works?
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Where would they find your works, Liz? Have you got a website or are you just, it's just basically type your name in?
Yes. Funnily enough, I have a blog and I had a site. I'm like Sylvia, who has done so many books. I just have six.
Yep.
But Sylvia has twice as many. But I think if you go on, if listeners go online, they can always find my books. But yes, Extraordinary Places Close to London has done very well. And funnily enough, you know, the Christmas past, which when I did this book, the publisher said, and in particular the editor said, this will be an evergreen book. Mm. This will come back year after year with more people listening, wanting to know those customs, those expressions, where did they all come from?
Yep.
And they are taken down through the family, the traditions. You know, in this book, I have some photographs from Old Church Hospital, and I had a wonderful contact one day where a gentleman found my telephone number through the actual publisher, but he said, I don't have any photographs of my mother in uniform.
Yeah.
And there she is in your book. And he said it brought tears to my eyes. And he said, I wonder if I can have a copy of that photograph. So we do these books and we don't know where they're going to end up or what kind of feedback we're going to get from. And this man was almost crying.
Mm.
And I said, well, I don't have rights to the photograph, but if you go to the archives at Old Church Hospital, they can give you a copy. And so we don't know when we do this work where it's going to end up in someone's hands, in someone's home in Essex, and they open it up and see the picture of their mother. And, you know, it's lovely. It's a lovely feeling. So.